trapped,
Sunny said, sneering as best she could.
Trapped is right, the bald man said. I already gave her the anaesthetic, so she's unconscious. All we have to do is lead her to the operating theatre, and you can saw her head off.
I still don't understand why we have to murder her in front of all those doctors,
the hook-handed man said.
So it can look like an accident, you idiot,
the bald man snarled in reply.
I'm not an idiot,
the hook-handed man said, stopping to glare at his fellow associate.
I'm physically handicapped.
Just because you're physically handicapped doesn't mean you're mentally clever,
the bald man said.
And just because you're wearing an ugly wig, the hook-handed man said, doesn't mean you can insult me.
Stop all this arguing, Klaus said. The sooner we can operate on Laura V. Bleedioti, the sooner we'll all be rich.
Yes,
Sunny said. The two criminals looked down at the Baudelaires and then nodded at one another sheepishly.
The ladies are right, the hook-handed man said. We shouldn't behave unprofessionally just because it's been a very stressful time at work.
Oh, no,
the bald man said with a sigh.
It seems like we've been following these three orphans forever, only to find them slip out of our grasp at the last minute. Let's just focus on getting the job done and work out our personal problems later. Well, here we are.
The four disguised people had reached the end of a hallway and were standing in front of a door marked Room 922 with the name Laura V. Bleedioti scrawled on a piece of paper and taped beneath. The bald man took a key out of the pocket in his medical coat and unlocked the door with a triumphant grin.
Here she is, he said, our little sleeping beauty.
The door opened with a long, whiny creak, and the children stepped inside the room, which was square and small and had heavy shades over the windows, making it quite dark inside. But even in the dim light, the children could see their sister, and they almost gasped at how dreadful she looked. When the bald associate had mentioned a sleeping beauty, he was referring to a fairy tale that you have probably heard 1,000 times. Like all fairy tales, the story of Sleeping Beauty begins with Once Upon a Time, and continues with a foolish young princess who makes a witch very angry, and then takes a nap until her boyfriend wakes her up with a kiss and insists on getting married, at which point the story ends with the phrase, Happily Ever After. The story is usually illustrated with fancy drawings of the napping princess, who always looks very glamorous and elegant, with her hair neatly combed and a long silk gown, keeping her comfortable as she snores away for years and years. But when Klaus and Sunny saw Violet in Room 922, it looked nothing like a fairy tale.